producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we don't really have a lot of medical breaking news. I mean, I guess the last medical breaking news was, maybe Charlie Sheen's HIV announcement. But overall, we really don't get a lot of medical breaking news, and we don't really want to have medical breaking news because that usually means something bad happened to somebody or, you know, something bad's going on. But we do have some medical breaking news, okay? Remember we talked about this cholesterol fighter that's in injection form. And we were all really excited about the PCSK9 cholesterol fighter Repatha. Evolocumab. Unfortunately, I got some bad news. And this is in the UK. The cost gatekeeper, the watchdog for the National Institute of Health, said nope, too expensive. So it's been getting pricing pushback, and it's competing with Sanofi and Regeneron's market share, and being told no in Europe could obviously have effects here in the States. Now, something like this has concerned a lot of doctors because we were like, okay, will this be too expensive to use? Mind you, okay, these, PCSK9 inhibitors, these are, we've talked about how this works to increase the LDL from being taken out of the bloodstream. And it's supposed to be one of the most amazing ways to lower LDL by this injection. We were very concerned about the price and would this be too expensive to be able to market here. Okay, you need a pharmaceutical company putting money into a drug and getting money back out or they won't continue to study drugs. And so, I'm not saying we always have to be on the pharmaceutical company's side, but on something like this, okay, for the type of data that we saw with this, this looked pretty cool. It is effective in reducing bad cholesterol levels in people with high cholesterol, but even more so, you have a lot of people that cannot take the statin drugs, okay? Or they can take the statin drugs but only lower doses. Or they take the statin drugs and their levels are still too high and they're at risk for stroke, heart attack, angina, etc. So, the cost effectiveness was questioned for with Amgen's analyses of cardiovascular risks and the Repatha's potential effects on them. The company used Framingham risk equations instead of other tools, and according to one company, they think that was an overestimation. And so, for the annual cost, I think would be about $6,700 per year, and that's in the UK, okay? Not in pounds. That's in American dollars. I guess there's a rival medication from Sanofi and Regeneron that's $14,000 a year. So while Amgen is now facing pressure in the U.S., the company did get FDA approval. Okay, but apparently in America, the set price is supposed to be $14,100 per year. That's interesting. Why is it only $6,700? In Europe, but $1,400 here. Probably because of all the extra cost it is to market a drug in America and et cetera. Yeah, I know it's a lot of money. $14,000 a year? And that's another subject we have to talk about, all right? How we can get European prices or third world country prices for our drugs. But they're a hell of a lot more expensive in America, yet other countries get them cheaper. Okay, but there's a lot more cost in marketing a drug here in the United States, but is it really more than double? Anyway, so Amgen's facing pressure because it's already expensive. They say U.S. pricing watchdogs are already taking aim at the medication, with the non-for-profit Institute of Clinical and Economic Review saying in September that Repatha and Praluent should only cost about a third of their list price or less. The two drugs offer enough benefits to justify a price of $3,600 to $4,800 a year, which is a 67% discount off their list price. Anything higher would mean that drug companies, doctors, nurses, and other parties may need to work together to determine ways to limit the use of these drugs. And we're going to be talking about drugs and different things that have been suggested in terms of pharmaceuticals. In fact, there's a group advocating no more direct-to-consumer marketing, and we're going to talk about that. So here's the thing, okay? All right, you got a drug. The drug works pretty well. You have a review saying, look, you should charge 67% less. All right, people will say, oh, that sounds good to me. That's right. You know, you don't have to make all that profit. If they barely break even, though, on the drug, again, no more drugs, people. So I don't know what the answer is. I think it's ridiculous for a medication to cost $14,000 a year. I know everybody's like, oh man, Dr. Dolly is in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. I'm not in bed with them. I have no sponsors that are pharmaceutical companies. I have no pens in my office from a pharmaceutical company, no pad of paper or post-it notes, okay? I don't even think I have any friends in the pharmaceutical industry. But what I do know is, as a doctor, I am glued to my computer every day trying to learn what the new medications are coming out for all the different ailments that my patients have. And when, you know, these companies, you know, are forced to barely break even on their medication, if that's what would happen with cutting the price down to $3,600, that concerns me. Because a shot like this is something I really want out there on the market. Now, mind you, a medicine has to be a few things, okay, in order for it to work. It has to be accessible. So if the price point is too high and insurance companies won't cover it and patients can't afford it, the medicine is as good as gone anyway. So what's the happy medium? All right, now, you know, we had that one company that, you know, decided to raise the price point of that one medication like 600%. That's ridiculous. And I think we need to do something to, you know, control that. But I have no idea how much it costs to research this drug. My guess is it was really expensive, and even more so to make it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom Lewis working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. When you do go to Twitter or my Facebook page, if you don't mind, please look at the GoFundMe page I've posted for little Ryan Casto. He is battling two different types of brain tumors, and he is only 13 years old. And we are doing as much as we can to try to raise money for his medical expenses. He has a GoFundMe page, and whatever you guys could do, $5, $10, $1,000, whatever you could do would be really appreciated. Go to my Facebook page, Dr. Dahlia Show, or go to Dr. Dahlia on Twitter, and we have it posted. And even if you can't donate, please share the post. If you could share the post and get other people to donate, that is so helpful, too. The more you spread the word, the more money we can make for his medical expenses. So please help, and thank you so much. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. D-A-L-I. All right, so nutritional supplements. We are going to see charges filed. Criminal charges and civil injunctions have been filed against 117 makers and or distributors of potentially dangerous dietary supplements, the U.S. government agencies that announced yesterday. One of the targets of the investigation conducted by the FDA and Department of Justice and other federal agencies was USP Labs LLC of Dallas, which sold popular workout and weight loss supplements. The government says USP Labs and its executives claim to use natural plant extracts and products called Jack3D and Oxy Elite Pro. However, they actually use a synthetic stimulant made in a Chinese chemical factory and knew of studies that linked these products to liver toxicity. In October 2013, USP Labs said it would stop distribution of Oxy Elite Pro because it had been linked to an outbreak of liver damage. This is scary. However, the company then tried to sell as much of the product as quickly as possible as dietary supplement stores at the dietary supplement stores nationwide. So, according to the FDA news release, the criminal charges against USP Labs should serve as notice to industry that if products are a threat to public health, the FDA will exercise its full authority under the law to protect Americans and bring justice, according to Howard Sklamberg, FDA Deputy Commissioner for Global Regulatory Operations and Policy. The chemical in the USP Labs products is agilene, a synthetic version of a chemical found in a tree that grows in parts of Asia. Liver damage in some people who use the products was so severe that they needed liver transplants, and get this, somebody died. The USP Labs defendants were arrested or surrendered to the U.S. Marshals Service on Tuesday, and federal agents seized assets in dozens of investment accounts, real estate, and other items. As part of the investigation, another complaint was filed in federal court against Bethel Nutritional Consulting, Inc., along with the company's president and vice president. The company alleges Bethel and its executives distributed tainted and misbranded dietary supplements and unapproved new drugs nationwide. Come on, people. It ruins it for the rest of the nutritional supplement companies out there. They say one of the products marketed by Bethel contained potentially harmful drugs, including sibutramine and lorcaserin. Sibutramine, is the active ingredient in the obesity drug Meridia. This had to be removed from the U.S. market in 2010 because of the risk of heart attack and stroke. I had stopped prescribing Meridia in the early part of that decade because I was noticing my patient's blood pressure was going up. And I was like, if this is supposed to be non-amphetamine, why is blood pressure going up? There's got to be something else going on. And I stopped prescribing it, and then years later, it looks like it was taken off the market. Lorcaserin is the active ingredient in the obesity drug Belvique, which was approved in 2012. It has serious side effects, but particularly when taken with certain depression and migraine medications, it can cause memory problems, attention problems, so there's drug reactions with it. They say within the last year, the FDA has issued warnings to consumers about more than 100 dietary supplements found that contain hidden active ingredients. Many of the products are marketed for weight loss, bodybuilding, and sexual enhancement. Over the last year, the agency has sent warning letters to companies selling dietary supplements that contain BMPEA and DMBA. These are two ingredients that do not meet the legal definition of a dietary ingredient. Warning letters have also been sent to several companies selling pure powdered caffeine products. We talked about that. That also can pose injury or risk. See, here's the thing. I have been offered in my years of practice to sell vitamins and to sell products out of my office. And even though I'm probably one of very few doctors who do, and this is why they always say doctors make bad business people, because they don't see how to monetize a lot of the things that they do, my problem with that is I didn't know what the hell was in the bottle. They said it was a vitamin. They said it had X amount of, milligrams of vitamin B or vitamin C or units of vitamin D. Sorry, plug into the iPhone. And I was like, how do I know what's in it? How do I know the company won't taint it? Okay? You're responsible. If you're the one recommending it, you are the one selling it, you're responsible. So now any of these stores that were selling this nutraceutical that had, you know, a potential to cause liver toxicity, they're liable. And I just found that it wasn't going to be worth the thousands of dollars I could make selling vitamins out of my office without knowing what the hell was in it. And let's say I inspected the facility. Let's say I went there myself and I saw exactly how they were made. How do I know the company's not going to change things around once I left? How do I know that? And here I am putting my name on it. It's very, very frustrating because there's not a lot of doctors like me in the media that do what I do. And so companies out there want my endorsement. And I'd love to give it. It's just I don't know what's in many of these products. And so there are a few really, really good companies out there that we could trust. But until I'm, you know, 100% certain, I have a tough time endorsing. And so, you know, do we need the government to be more involved with our nutritional supplements? We're going to be talking about another story here in a second. But once that happens and the government gets involved, the nutritional supplement industry is going to completely change. Okay? The reason why the nutritional supplements are cheap and they're over the counter and they're easy for you to access is because the government's not involved. Once the government gets involved and you need to get FDA approval and all the other stuff that I think a lot of us as consumers want to have happen, the price goes up. And now you're going to have these nutritional supplements very, very expensive. And then people don't want to buy them. So the nutritional industry has their place in the market because they don't have to go through all the red tape. And that allows them to market their product a little cheaper. The problem is you don't know what you're getting. You know, I tell you this all the time. I hate the fact that I can't sit there and recommend to you, you know, this sort of ginkgo biloba or this St. John's wort or this, because again, I have no idea what you're getting. You know, I told you I was at a lecture where one of the doctors or the researchers up there was saying, look, when you buy ginkgo biloba that gets, you know, sent to America to be sold where it's grown in Europe, the company uses the leaves and the stalks for their formulation and they use the bulb and the roots for what we use here in the States. How are you supposed to even know what the hell that means? What does the bulb and the root have differently than the stalk and the leaves? And, you know, you go through so much, time and money and energy that, you know, a lot of the medical doctors are like, you know what, to hell with this. Just take the pharmaceutical. Okay? Yes, here. You know, you don't understand what's in your fish oil. You don't know about the mercury levels. Here. Here's Lavazza. It's pharmaceutical grade, so it's the mercury levels are being watched. Okay? You don't know how much red rice yeast to take to lower your cholesterol. You don't know how many milligrams you're getting. You don't know what's in it. Does it change every lot? Then fine. Here, just take the statin. And that's why a lot of doctors aren't as educated on the nutritional supplements out there, because there's so many trust issues. And something like this blows our trust. It completely does. This is stupid. Really, they have things in there that could cause liver damage and cause somebody to die? Now, mind you, a pharmaceutical could cause liver damage. The pharmaceutical could cause somebody to die. We've seen it happen. But it's being watched, it's being screened, and you are being made aware of the risks. Okay? If these nutritional supplements don't have on their label, look, this could cause liver damage, this could kill you, that's a problem. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
A lot of people's lives and bodies bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Dr. Dolly, Michelle, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So according to Fox News, global drug spending is going to hit $1.4 trillion in 2020. Global spending on medicines, $1.4 trillion over the next few years. They say it's driven by increased healthcare access in emerging markets and high-priced new drugs for cancer and other diseases. This is according to a forecast by the IMS Institute for Healthcare Informatics. They say it is up from about $1.07 trillion this year, so we're already in the trillions of dollars being spent, representing a compound annual growth rate of 4-7% over the next 5 years. The report was called Global Medicines Use in 2020. Some 225 new drugs will come to the market over the next 5 years, about a third aimed at cancer, as well as medicines for rare diseases. So like autoimmune diseases, like, you know, psoriasis or rheumatoid arthritis or heart disease, etc. They say the cost will be partially offset by patent expirations expected to reduce spending on branded medicines by $178 billion once the company loses the patent. And then the drug is available to be used by generic companies. Obviously, then prices go down. And they say including $41 billion from biologic drugs as cheaper biosimilars become more widely adopted. Health system expansions, they say, in developing markets leading to significantly increased access to cheap generic drugs will also drive spending in 2020, according to the IMS. So even the generic drug will add to the spending. By 2020, 4.5 trillion doses of medicine will be dispensed, up 24% from 2015, with the average cost just 30 cents a dose. Over half of the world's population will consume at least one medicine a day, up from one-third of the world back in 2005. Growth is being seen in India, China, Brazil, and Indonesia. Okay, so when you see that, you're like, okay, that's a lot of money. Okay, that's a lot. But it's so overwhelming. Okay, I don't think we could kind of see how that trickles down to us. I mean, I'm sure many of us have seen it. I'm seeing it right now. Okay, I'm trying to look for a new healthcare plan, trying to see if I could find something cheaper than what I'm on, and all right, they're more expensive. So I'm, you know, going to be very, very grumpy over the next couple months, you know, complaining that I can't get cheaper health insurance. This is one of the reasons. They say here by 2020, IMS forecasts 36 million people will have been treated with new medicines for hepatitis C. Okay, Harvoni is supposed to be, you know, as close to a cure as possible for hepatitis C. 36 million people on that. They say China, the largest emerging market, will spend about $165 billion in 2020. Developed markets are still going to account for a lot of the global spending as they're on the rise, about 63%. Nine nations IMS defines as developed pharmaceutical markets will spend about $880 billion in 2020, which is an increase over the next 5 years. Now, we as a whole need to curb healthcare spending. But how do you do that when this display of healthcare spending is a sign of progress we're making? So, we have hepatitis C drugs. We got psoriasis drugs. We have cancer drugs. We have heart medications. That new cholesterol injection we were talking about, Repatha. Okay, that's a pretty damn good idea. And these are medications. Can you imagine not having to take a daily pill and being able to take a monthly shot, even though for most people they're still going to be taking that drug while they're on a statin? It's phenomenal what we're able to do now in the medical field. The problem is, it's expensive. We're treating cancer. We're trying to raise money for little Ryan who has two types of brain tumors. Okay, thank God he is being able to fight this fight, but it's expensive. And his medical bills are probably much more expensive than the premiums he put in. So you guys look at your premiums and then you look at what was spent, okay, on you that year. You're putting more money in premiums, okay? But when somebody is sick and somebody has cancer or heart disease and hepatitis C and which we're able to successfully fight, HIV, what they're spending on premiums does not even cut what's being spent. So the rest of us have to pay. Same thing with drugs. Now, what about this idea of banning direct-to-consumer drug ads? The American Medical Association, AMA, has taken a stand in the national debate on affordable drug prices. And the group's House of Delegates today called for a ban of direct-to-consumer advertising of prescription drugs and medical devices. Delegates said that this direct-to-consumer ads boost demand for costly treatments as opposed to less expensive. But clinically effective alternatives, according to the AMA, less expensive clinically effective alternatives. So basically what they're saying is when these pharmaceutical companies are advertising, Viagra or whatever they're advertising, and you say, I want this, okay, And the doctor's like, well, why don't I give you a generic? You're like, no, I want the brand name. That's going to drive up price. My only issue is, even though it will save money, because pharmaceutical companies will not have to then spend money on billions of dollars of TV ads. I forget what they said. I think I saw a number of 30, gosh, I saw a number of something like 30, their ad spending, $4.5 billion. Can you believe that? $4.5 billion in ad spending. Okay, they cut down on that. The drugs can be cheaper. But if nobody buys your drug, they're not going to make the drug, just like I was just talking about. You know, and the other thing, too, is that's the next step towards socialized medicine, you know, where you can't advertise. So you just go to the doctor in a gray facility, and you say, okay, I want a medicine, and you just blindly ask for a medicine, and the doctor picks the one that he wants for you. Now, mind you, as a doctor, I love the idea of, you know, nobody coming in and saying, look, I want, you know, this, and this, you know, and an order of fries. I love the idea of my being able to make the decision, but we have to call it like it is. As a consumer, don't you want to know about the product? Don't you want to be able to pick a product rather than just hand it something? Don't you want to have some input, not all the input, because you're not the one trained, but it is your body. So once we start to ban the advertising and ban the pharmaceutical companies from making, you know, some of the money that they want to make in terms of profit, and you come in going, you know, look, I need a medicine, but I'm, you know, not really getting to see the direct-to-consumer ads, so I'm trusting the medical provider on what I need. You know, you're losing a lot of what, you know, we now have in our medical system that, you know, isn't always a bad thing. Okay? You know, when you come in and go, look, you know, I was seeing a commercial for Nexium, and I think I have a problem with acid reflux. I am so grateful to that ad because you are coming in talking to me about you having a medical problem that could be potentially life-threatening if it's not acid reflux, but it's cancer. So these direct-to-consumer ads are bringing you into the doctor, and not so I can make money. You guys have seen what doctors make on patients. You don't really make money on patients anymore. But I'm able to help you. I'm like, okay, wait a second. I know you want the medication and the purple pill, and I like the purple pill. I'm a fan of it. But why don't we get you evaluated for your medical condition? People will not come in to be evaluated for their medical condition. Thank God for the Viagra commercials, because we found so many men who were about to have a heart attack. Men came in for Viagra. Many of us doctors said, hell no, until we check your heart. We checked their heart. We found their EKG abnormal. We got them tested. So I don't know what the answer is, but I don't know if I want to ban all direct-to-consumer drug ads. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So AOL has a nice article, the top 10 signs that you might have diabetes. And what I like about this is it's not a lot of medical jargon. You know, for me, I like to kind of tell it like it is. So, you know, when a doctor says, well, look, are you having any polydipsia or polyuria? You're like, if I did, I probably wouldn't mention it to you. No, you don't understand. That is polydipsia means you're very thirsty or you're getting up a lot at night to pee. So I like how they break it down. 300 million people throughout the world have diabetes and And when you look at type 2 diabetes, type 2 diabetes is where you gradually become diabetic when you didn't have diabetes before. A lot of kids are diagnosed with type 1 diabetes where they don't produce enough insulin to get the sugar from their bloodstream into their cells. Type 2 diabetes, you eventually start to have high blood sugars. You show signs and symptoms of diabetes, but you may have enough insulin or the insulin you have isn't working very well. So what ends up happening is you have a lot of sugar in the blood. When you have a lot of sugar in the blood, and we've talked about that, kind of like hallways. So, you know, you have an office building, you got a waiting room, which is like the mouth, you got the hallways, which we've talked about, like the bloodstream, and then we got the little rooms, like my studio, okay, which could be bigger, by the way, and could have a bar, can I just say, but anyway, I've got my little studio, is like the cell. So our job is to get the sugar from the hallway into the cell, okay, or the hallway into the room, or the bloodstream into the cell. Of course, less, you know, people coming into the waiting room, less sugar coming into the mouth will help, okay? But, you know, making sure your insulin works well and not having fat against the door of that room, like insulin resistance and fat will do that, helps as well. So one sign they say is you're taking more bathroom breaks. So when you have diabetes, you seem to pee a lot more. Why? Why are you peeing a lot more? Well, you have more sugar in the bloodstream. So the kidneys look at this, and the kidneys are like, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's not good. And so the kidneys are trying to flush out more of the sugar. So you end up having to go to the bathroom. Plus, number two is you're thirstier more than usual. You got all the sugar in your blood. You want to neutralize it. In nature, they want to neutralize it. So you end up being thirsty, trying to bring in more water. Some of you guys reach for the lemonade, which is a no-no. Some of you reach for alcohol, which is a no-no. You're supposed to drink water. And then, obviously, the more you drink, then the more you pee. Some of you will notice that you're losing weight. A diabetic will lose weight. And the reason why they lose weight is they have too much sugar in their bloodstream. And the food, the sugar, is not getting into the cells. So you're not storing fat. Now, some of you are like, well, then that's great. Let me just get a rip-roaring case of diabetes. Oh, no, 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 no. Because that sugar in the bloodstream is pretty dangerous. You start getting shaky. You start feeling hungry. Your insulin isn't working right. You either don't have enough. Sometimes you have too much being shot out at the wrong time. So you start to get shaky. And you get hungry. And you don't feel right. So a lot of you guys that say, no, 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 I will never become diabetic because I suffer from hypoglycemia. A lot of times, 10 years before you become diabetic, you have hypoglycemic episodes. It's a sign of impaired glucose tolerance. Many diabetics are tired all the time. You always feel tired. So you try to eat carbs to get energy, but you're tired because the sugar in the bloodstream, it's not very energizing, and it interrupts a lot of activities. You're moody and grumpy. Okay? A lot of us get moody. We blame it on premenopause, but it may be sugar issues. Your vision could become blurry. We talk about how your blood flow seems to be compromised because you have all the sugar in the blood. Sometimes your body is trying to bring in so much extra fluid for those little baby blood vessels that have so much sugar that the blood vessels pop. And we see diabetic retinopathy. So you have all these kind of, this like, you know, bleeding in the back of the eye because the blood vessels pop. And many times the blood vessels are kind of weak because what's supplying the blood vessels and trying to keep them healthy? Sugary blood, not the healthiest. A lot of times a sign of diabetes is your cuts or scrapes take forever to heal. You're like, I don't understand that. I used to heal so quickly as a kid and now this is taking forever. That's a sign that you could be diabetic. Sometimes you could also have some tingling in your feet. All right, that could be nerve damage or neuropathy. So if your feet feel tingly, that could be a sign. Also, if you get many bladder infections or yeast infections, that could be a sign of diabetes because the bacteria and the fungus like the taste of sweet. They like the taste of sugar. They're feeding on you. And you have more sugar in your body than your body can use up and burn. So AOL did a really good job breaking those down. Those are the 10 signs that you could have diabetes. I suggest you go and get checked, do a fasting blood test to see where your blood sugar levels are. But in the meantime, I want you to cut back on high sugary foods, okay? Give your body foods that it wants to digest. It doesn't know how to digest a cupcake well, but it knows how to digest a piece of chicken, a piece of fish, a carrot. Your body knows how to digest a carrot a hell of a lot better. Oh, no, Dr. Dahlia, I'll get the runs. I poop a lot. Figure out what vegetable doesn't make you poop, but you got to get vegetables in you, okay? And don't be starting to mess around with the diet sodas and stuff. okay? Diet drinks freak the body out also. The body is expecting something sweet. All of a sudden, the insulin shoots out, and all you do is you give your body a diet soda pop. That the body doesn't know what to do with that. Give the body food that it knows what to deal with. And try to exercise more. Try to burn off a lot of the sugar. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. STDs, including chlamydia, have hit a record high in the United States, according to the CDC. All right? We were talking about STDs because of Charlie Sheen's big announcement that he has HIV. But, you know, we can't lose focus on the other STDs that are very, very common. Gonorrhea, syphilis, they say is spreading at an alarming rate. More Americans caught chlamydia last year than any other point in history, according to the CDC. More than 1.4 million cases of chlamydia have been revealed in a federal report Tuesday. Highest number of any sexually transmitted disease. And think about all the numbers of chlamydia, patients with chlamydia that aren't diagnosed. Many people know that Zithromax helps cure chlamydia. So they ask their doctor for a Z-Pack for a cold, and then they take the Z-Pack so they don't have to be diagnosed with the chlamydia. And it go on record. Scary thing that people do. So I'm thinking there's a lot more, a close double of that. They say more than 1.4 million cases, gonorrhea and syphilis also increased since 2006. 20,000 cases of syphilis, the highest since 1994. 350,000 cases of gonorrhea. Young people, women, gay, bisexual, more likely to be diagnosed. The CDC estimates that half of the 20 million new STDs that occur each year among people aged 15 and 24. And what are age 15 and 24 doing? They're on Tinder and Grindr and Facebook and, Twitter, and they're hooking up and et cetera. CDC warns that more than half of the gay and bisexual men diagnosed with syphilis last year also ended up being HIV positive, since syphilis can cause genital sores and make it easier for you to get HIV. They say America's worsening STD epidemic is a clear call for better diagnosis. And I would say prevention. Okay? I mean, I screen people all the time for STDs, and luckily many of my patients come in and they want, you know, to be screened. But you do have a lot of chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, undiagnosed, underreported. You have HPV, which is also one of the most common STDs out there, human papillomavirus, which can cause cervical cancer. We have a vaccine out for it, but most people don't take we don't have enough people taking the vaccine. You got herpes simplex, you got trichomonas, we got that new MG, that mycoplasma genitalium. We don't really know what it does, but it's out there as well. So, annual surveillance may be a good thing to do, where every year you get your STD check. We talked about, Charlie Sheen, how if you have a very, very active sexual encounters that are not protected, I want you doing your HIV every 6 weeks to 3 months. Okay, don't be messing around. But we just live in a different time now where casual sex and friends with benefits and, you know, that's just the way people do things. Okay, sex isn't taboo anymore. It's something you do for fun and, you know, to pass the time. It could be dangerous, people. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. And the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.